Greetings, Windjack community. Angelo Cisco back in action. Had a wonderful visit back home last week in Chicago, and I'm so happy to be present and back with everyone. One of the things I really wanted to talk to and address with the Windjack community, especially because a lot of people that are watching this and taking in this content and information are, in fact, podcasters. And so what I, at this point, between Alpha Hippie, Conquer Athlete, a few other podcasts that I've been a part of, I have hosted somewhere in the 3 to 350 range and have probably been on roughly at this point 100 podcast shows. So I've had a bit of experience around 400 to 500 shows of actually being on a podcast and the length I said earlier about actually hosting. And one of the things that I really wanted to address is why you actually may be stuck as a podcaster and not growing as well as you would have liked or would have hoped. And it gets really easy to get stuck in the data and how many views and downloads and things like that, and maybe why you're not actually growing in the way or as fast as you would have. And so this episode today is addressing the stuckness of most podcasters. And before, you know, a lot of people, what they really do at first is they get really concerned with the studio and what that looks like, or what type of equipment are they using and what that looks like, and the aesthetics and things of that nature, or even who they're having on their show. A lot of those external culprits that most people would say are usually bullshit. You know, most external culprits, shall we say, are usually bullshit anyway. It's just the easiest thing to do because pointing this way is usually easier than ever pointing this way. It's just the way society goes. I struggle with it at times, and I would imagine that all of us do some way deep down. So how can you become unstuck as a podcaster? And the first thing is to discover and uncover what is your purpose as a podcaster. What is the purpose of your show? And that needs to be more than just growing an audience or awareness to sell people stuff. There must be a true purpose of why, and you must know why you are even doing this show and who your purpose is going to serve. And that could be hard at first because of all, you know, I'm going to say all of us, and I know that this is binary, yet we all want to be Joe Rogan, right? Like, let's get past the bullshit, right? We all want to be Joe Rogan in podcasting. And I don't mean necessarily with his style or voice, just with that type of success. The dream of that, I would find it really troubling for anyone to disagree with that statement. Who wouldn't want to have a ultra successful podcast and then eventually get $100 million contract from Spotify to actually do their podcast? Because don't get it twisted, everyone. Even though Joe's dollar amount of his show was not put out to Spotify, just imagine what his value of his show is or was before the Spotify deal. And that's just exclusivity there. Not talking about the money he makes from advertising and all that stuff. He was already, I bet you, making $20 million a year off his show or at least $1 million a month. I don't know how anyone could look at his downloads, look at his sponsorships, and then not think he was already making an extravagant amount of money podcasting. I mean, just think for a second. Joe Rogan doesn't sell a course, a program, or do anything besides do the show. And to think that he was making $10 million off his show before then is, you know, rather extravagant. And from what I know of, his only employee is his producer, Jamie. And so even if he was, you know, a very, you know, amazing, generous guy, and he was making $10 million a year off the JRE podcast, and he gave Jamie $1 million a year to be the producer, Joe was still taking home $9 million a year just being a podcaster. And that's because most podcasters don't know their purpose. Don't know the purpose of their show. And some of them, some of you, may be just winging it. Winging your life, actually, too, for that matter, because you have not uncovered your own purpose. And then that would actually bleed into the purpose of your podcast. And if you haven't taken the time to sit down and do this and redo this and refine it, you're going to be really struggling for anyone to ever grab onto it and become dedicated, raving fans and listeners. Because let's be real here. One of the things that made Joe Rogan successful in podcasting is that he was early to the game. Early adopters do not require usually such a deep sense of purpose because they were there first, which is great. You know, that's one of the advantages. But for a lot of you right now that are just getting going or a year or two under your belt, I'm willing to bet your purpose, and if you're struggling, it lies more in the identity or identifying your own purpose and the purpose of the show. And for us at Alpha Hippie, this is constant tweaking and developing an understanding of who we are, and also too looking at the data and understanding who's really listening to our show. What's really landing in our show? What topics are really big? And how can we help refine our show along the way? And so please do not think of this idea of, okay, one, I'm stuck, I find my purpose, and it's all over with. The purpose actually should be tweaked and looked at every quarter to 6 months, I really believe, along with what we're feeling as creators, both Ryan and I and our team Alpha Hippie, along with data to help us back up our claims. Because your feelings are really important, your instincts, your intuition. I'm all about that. Yet when it comes to things like podcasting, your business, well, the data really shows and really matters too. Right? And not that you can't be authentic on your podcast, not that you cannot be you, yet if you are not keeping in the back of your mind who you're looking to relate to and who your audience is and what they're really looking for, your questions and the type and the quality of your shows will not land true and resonate with the people that you're trying to reach. So if you're stuck right now in your podcast, you're stuck in an area feeling like you're not growing as quick as you could, I would encourage you to take a step back with yourself, then with your team or whoever you work with, to really refine your purpose. Now, Angelo, as some of you may be saying, how the hell do you even find out your purpose? Because I want to help everyone, and I don't know how to even begin doing that. Well, Daddy Ange has got you covered. Uncle Ange has got you covered. At IamAlphaHippie.com, we just released a free training on how to discover your purpose. Okay, so visit IamAlphaHippie.com. Get your notebook and pen ready, or whatever you write with. I'm still a notebook, pen, and post-it guy. Some of you are probably laughing at me with your fancy AI-driven computer tools. I go post-its. Sorry, Jack. But take a look at this training. And what we've been able to do is unpack this idea of purpose and being able to siphon it down to a formula that we feel and trust is very, very potent to helping someone take something that could be so out in the clouds, so much in the sky, and really break it down to the ground and really refine it. Because being stuck has more to do with being stuck in the clouds or stuck in your thoughts. And so please visit IamAlphaHippie.com. Take a look at this free training. The videos and everything like that are not really long. I believe it's one video under 10 minutes. And on top of it, we will even, you know, create a document. And if there's any questions, you could see on the landing page there, we'd be happy to take a look at it and help you with it any way that we possibly can. And for those of you out there that are interested in a little bit more further coaching, there's even going to be an option to schedule a call with us. And so we're really excited to launch this because it was for us, till we were able to land on this formula of purpose and understanding, we were stuck just like you guys. I mean, we were shit. I spun my wheels with this podcast personally before I even brought on a team for at least 2 years. And I was looking at, you know, I was going on the Buzzsprouts, and I forgot the other one that I originally started with, whatever you post with, and looking at the data and going, man, I feel like these shows are great. Why aren't people absorbing them at the rate that I wish? Why am I not getting the downloads? I'm embarrassed to bring this to someone to sponsor because they wouldn't find it sponsor worthy. I'm embarrassed to ask someone to be on the show that would be sort of one of those dream guests, because why would they ever want to be a part of the show and things of that nature? And so I'm really rooting for the podcasters out there, because I'm one of you guys, and if I could do anything and Alpha Hippie could do anything to help you along your journey, well, hell, I definitely want to be a part of it. So the reason you're most likely stuck as a podcaster is because you haven't really refined and clarified what purpose you have for your show and the people that then you'll be trying to reach and the questions and all that real good stuff. So uncover the purpose, and your level of stuckness will be much, much less. Visit IamAlphaHippie.com for that free training. We look forward to hearing from you, everyone. Keep growing. Keep going. Your show matters. What you want to say matters. Get past all that self-imposter bullshit. You have gifts. You have a gift. And you have someone that wants your juice and medicine. Until you refine it, though, you're not going to land with anyone. Have an amazing day, WinJet community. We are with you. Thank you to everyone for taking in this episode. I'm so grateful for your time and attention, and I'm so happy to be back from my little trip back home to be able to be here in front of you today. Much love and abundance. Alpha Hippie out.
Cast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.